All right, so injury report.
Huh?
I didn't know you were at the podium.
Yeah, how about that? Welcome to the podium. How are you, Mark?
I'm good.
Mark,
you?
How are you?
You give me the...
Yeah.
Okay. Can you explain why this is such a big deal to go to Mexico City?
Well, it's a big deal because it's the first time that Monday Night Football has ever been played outside of the United States. Great opportunity for us because of the dynamics of Houston. We have 700,000 Houstonians that were born in Mexico, 1.4 million that are of Mexican descent. And you look across our region, what a great chance for us to engage with those fans and bring them closer to the Houston Texans. But beyond the game itself and the fan-building component locally, the fan-building component in Mexico, this game's a great platform for our city. One of our top trading partners is Mexico, so the opportunity to bring them closer, to have closer alignment than we've ever had before through this game is a great opportunity for us because we'll be having a trade mission that we're doing with the Greater Houston Partnership, the Mayor of Houston, our Convention and Visitors Bureau, because it's a great tourism opportunity for the city of Houston, and our Super Bowl host committee. We've got a 1-million-person street party, Super Bowl Live, that'll be happening around the Super Bowl in Discovery Green over a 10-day period. We want to welcome all of Mexico to come to be part of it. So the game is great to be part of something as the first. The opportunity for us to build fans in Mexico and more importantly, really, here in this region, but to do something great for our city, that's really special.
You go to the league about this, they come to you. What's the backstory on how this develops?
Well, there's an ongoing dialogue related to it. We've expressed our interest early on. We expressed our interest early on to be involved in a game in Mexico. Lots of things have to come together for that to be a reality. I actually engaged in a trade mission last fall with the city of Houston and was shouldn't have been amazed, but was absolutely amazed at the passion for the National Football League, for the Houston Texans that existed in just the fans, but the leadership of Mexico City. In fact, the mayor of Mexico City was adamant that a game needed to come back to Mexico City. He even sang a few bars of the Houston Oilers fight song. And I assured him we have a team song, too, and sent it to him. And continued that dialogue with the league, and eventually the opportunity presented itself.
Jimmy, from a logistical standpoint, you guys have been planning for this for a long time. How much has gone into this, and how kind of involved and really intricate is it to move a team and, you know, not just to play another team in our city, but to go across the international border?
Well, anytime you have sufficient lead time, you can figure those things out. But, yeah, it has involved both from a football perspective and an organizational perspective, multiple trips down to make sure that we're aware of our surroundings, the logistics, make some choices, selections of the things we'll need to engage in to accommodate our staff and our team. So it has been a priority. It has been an initiative for that. But when you have time to prepare for it, I mean, we've got amazing staff here. They do great things, and given the lead time, I have no doubt we'll be able to make it a big success for us and for our community.
Wendy Mercer was saying that he sensed a lot of enthusiasm when he went there to visit, I think it was summertime, and what's kind of sort of the feedback you get about sort of maybe the numbers of Texans fans and kind of enthusiasm about the Texans in Mexico?
Well, in this building, there's a lot of excitement for it. For the game itself, certainly the opportunity to play the Oakland Raiders, a big test, big challenge for our football team, but a great chance for our organization to take a step forward. And our fans, I mean, we have 4,000 or 5,000 that have bought directly from us that'll be going down, and we've been providing them information as we go along to make sure that that experience that they have is exceptional, and there's probably a multiplier on that. So there's going to be a big contingent of Houston Texans fans. We have a reputation already, you know, in our short 15 years of being a traveling team. As we go, I mean, you saw last week in Jacksonville, when our traveling Texans get engaged, I mean, they show up in full force. They're wearing their battle red. So if you're going to Mexico City, wear your battle red and be loud and proud for the Houston Texans.
Jimmy, you guys are 15 years into this, as you just mentioned, but you're still the NFL's youngest franchise. How important are these types of international games, especially one in Mexico, to just continue to expand the brand, considering there's several other teams, including one in the state, that has a little bit of a head start on you as a brand?
Sure. I mean, everybody starts at different times. You have advantages and disadvantages. We like the way that our organization is put together and what we stand for. I think the response that we've gotten locally since the very beginning, I mean, we've sold out every game we've ever played. We've got a wait list that's at 30,000 and grows every day. We've got very loyal supporters from a sponsor perspective. Our local community has just really bought in. So I think people get what we're about and they like it. And the more that the external community, whether that's across our region with our massive radio and television network, now we have a radio network that's in Mexico. We have this game on Monday Night Football in Mexico City. I just think it's a matter of exposure. The more people learn about what this organization is made of, the more they gravitate towards us. And it's just going to be a matter of time. We'll continue to build upon this fan base. And as we've seen locally, that'll be replicated regionally, nationally, and eventually internationally.